Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis. In order to understand Daf Ayin Beis, it's important to review two separate debates to frame the discussion. First, there's a Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. If a person was unsure whether he did an Aveira that would require bringing a Karban Asham, and he brings an Asham Talui to provide temporary atonement, if he eventually discovers that he had done the Aveira, Rabbi Akiva holds he has to bring a new Asham Vadai, since at the time he brought the original Asham, he was unaware of the sin. Rabbi Tarfon overholds that the first Asham is enough, since Asham Vadai lo bai yidia b'tchila. Knowledge of the sin isn't necessary for an Asham to work. Second, we recently learned that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the person brings multiple karbanos if he violated the Isser many times in one helim, one period of forgetfulness, but realized the violations at different times. Rabbi Yochanan holds a person is chayiv to bring multiple karbanos. Reish Lakish holds it would be covered with a single karban unless the man had already designated an animal for the first karban by the time he committed the second avera. With this backdrop, the Gemara records three statements about a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as they would apply to shivcha charufa. The first statement is within the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, and the last are within the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Hakol modu mishivcha charufa, statement number one. Since Rabbi Tarfon doesn't consider yediya, knowledge of the sin, to be an important factor when dealing with karban asham, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would agree that in Rabbi Tarfon's view, if a person had committed five acts of bia with a shivcha charufa, a shivcha that was designated for an eved, even if he realized what he had done in between each one, he would only be obligated to bring one karban chatos. Statement number two. If we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that Yediya does play an important role in the Karban Asham, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would agree that if a person committed five acts of Bia with a Shivcha Charufa and has been mafrish a Karban for each before realizing the next violation, he would have to bring a new Karban for each violation. If we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that Yediya plays a role in Karban Asham, when a person sleeps with the Shivcha Charufa multiple times, whether it's done in one period of forgetfulness or many periods of forgetfulness, Reish Lakish would require bringing just one Karban, and Rabbi Yochanan requires separate Karbanos for each violation. Amud Beis begins with the rules of Misasek by telling us that if a person tries to lift something detached from the ground and accidentally cuts something that was attached to the ground, he's pater because that's considered a Misasek, an incidental and non-mindful act. If, however, a person intended to do an act of cutting, but thought he was cutting something that was already detached from the ground, and instead cut something that was still attached to the ground, well, then we have a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Rava would consider that to be misasik and say he's pater. Abaye would consider it to be shogeg and say he's chayim. The Gemara presents a brisa that serves as a source for Rava's opinion. The brisa itself has two basic statements. Chomer b'Shabbos mi b'Shar Mitzvos, Shar Shabbos also shtayim b'Helem Echad Chayev al Kolachas v'Achas, Mashen kein b'Shar Mitzvos. Shabbos is more severe than other mitzvos in that multiple violations in a single period of forgetfulness would generate multiple karbanos. The Gemara explains that that really means to contrast Shabbos with Avodah Zarah, where if a person does many modes of Avodah Zarah, he slaughters, he's menaseh, he pours libations, he burns incense to the idol, he's still only Chayev once. But then the Brice has a second statement. Chomer b'Shar Mitzvos other mitzvahs are stricter than Shabbos in that a shogeg is chayiv. The Gemara discusses five different possibilities about how this contrast may also apply to Avodah Zarah, whether it's kasavar beis haknesses, and that's a case of shogeg b'Avodah Zarah, or an andarta de kibla aloha, or an andarta de lo kibla aloha, a statue that you accepted as a god, that you didn't accept as a god, oved me'ava miyira, you were oved to impress somebody, you were omer mutter, you thought it was mutter, but ultimately the Gemara rejects all of these possibilities, and instead the Gemara concludes that we're contrasting Shabbos not with Avodah Zarah in the second statement, but with other mitzvahs, such as the case that you thought food was shuman, permitted fat, when in fact it was chelev. The Brice is therefore telling us that in the case of eating chelev, thinking it was shuman, a person brings a karban, but in the parallel case of Shabbos, when one intends to do an act of cutting on something detached from the ground, and accidentally cuts something that is attached to the ground, he's potter from a karban, a raya to Rava's shita. Abai would respond that the case we're contrasting the Shabbos is not where a person thought chelev was really shuman, but a case where a person didn't realize he was eating fat at all, but thought he was swallowing saliva, and it turned out to be chelev. In this case, he's chayv to bring karban, but in the parallel case of Shabbos, where a person never intended to do an act of cutting at all, only intended to lift something that was already detached, and accidentally cut something, so he would be pater, which all Amoraim would agree is the halacha, so it doesn't even enter into the machlokas Abai and Rava, and that's why Abai defends himself against that brisa. That's Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis.